got a throat, and ever since I've had one of them, I can't stand much heat. I just keep putting on clothes and more coats and just go ahead. Sometimes I get out here and sit in the sun a little while, and sometimes I get in there and build me up a fire. That there day, it was so cool here a few days ago, you know when it was. I stayed cold the whole day long. I was heating with some water, and I took me a bath. I had on clothes that was drip dry next to me. And it seemed to me like I just couldn't get one, no way. I said, well, I know what I will do. I'll just put me on some water and warm it and get me up some cotton clothes and put them on. I weren't warm enough then. I got me some bloomers and put them on and my stocking. And my old feet stays cold all the time in the wintertime. I ain't like I used to be. Never will be no more. I talked to the doctors about it. He said, well, when the people had a stroke, that's the way the feet was, stay cold. I been to about 7 or 8 doctors, and some of them tried to kill me with old medicine. I'd quit that and go to another, and they'd do the same thing. So I'm going to wind up that floor, and the medicine don't even hurt me.
Does it help, though?
Huh?
Does the medicine help?
Yes, ma'am. The doctor is the only one. The doctor been too excited to do anything for me. He says this is the tar of the lungs. I don't know what it is. I sent the stuff off in little old boxes about that high. And they put postage on them, put them out in the mail, and they would carry them on when it come back down yonder at the health department. It would be that like it didn't show up nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just stuff I spit out.
Mm-hmm.
And I catch some of it up there and showed the doctor. It's awful. It just keeps it coming. I don't know what it is myself. Sometimes I think it's just something that we can't never get. He told me he couldn't get people well with the car. He said there ain't never been no medicine found to do it no good. But that cough medicine, it helps a whole lot. Sort of things been back in there and took me another dose of it, but I just ain't done it. At night, sometimes it's worse at night than it is in the daytime.
Tell me about building the fire. You know, you might take a big old piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and maybe it'd burn for a long time. Would you have a special name for that?
They call them firebacks or something like that. Big pieces of wood sawed in blocks. People would put one or two of them back there, and they'd put their stuff over here on this side to get it to burn. It'd burn a long time.
Mm-hmm. And they call us what?
Far back.
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Huh?
What do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Smut.
Okay. Is there another name for that?
Huh?
Is there another name for that?
You mean cleaned out?
Or some people call it smut. Is there something else that people can call that?
Some people call it soot.
Okay. And the stuff that you have to shovel out of the fireplace.
You mean the stuff you take up out of the fireplace is ashes?
Okay. And talking about things that you have in a house, this thing here is a...
Ma'am?
What's this called?
A rocking chair.
Okay.
Well, the rocker just broke off from that, and I ain't never get it down to the shop and get no rockers put on it.
What about something that